We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I want to talk about focusing. I want to ask a question. What are you focused on right now? What are you focusing most of your energies on a given day? You know, when we focus on certain things in our life, we don't realize that a lot of times whatever we focus on, we actually bring to ourselves, whether that's good or not so good. And we have a tendency of focusing on things, and it seems that our life gets filled with more of those types of things. And so as we ponder life today, and I know a lot of us ponder that on a daily basis because, you know, what is this? What is our life? What are we doing here? What's the reason for it? What's the meaning? What's the marrow of it? And, you know, I know there's a lot of shows out there that talk about everything but this, but this is what this show is about, is to really, you know, get some ideas going, get the thought process moving, get the brain stimulated, get the heart going, feeling good about where we're going, making the changes we need to make in our life, and also embracing the things that we do good at and that we're happy with and that we're fulfilled with in our life. You know, a lot of times we want to be better always, and so we have a tendency of doing what? Putting ourselves down. We have a tendency of finding fault in everything we do. We have a tendency of getting stressed out about the things we haven't done. We get a tendency of getting stressed out, feeling like we're behind the eight ball because we haven't accomplished something. And we're like, why haven't we accomplished that? I should have accomplished that a long time ago. I'm older now and wiser, and I should be there. I should be at that level, and I'm not. And that can be really painful. And I've been there before. I'm there, like, goodness, I'm there several days out of each month. Okay, because I want to have accomplished all this stuff, and I start looking at my age and I say, man, I should have already done that by now. But is that true? You know, the only reason we think this way is because of why? Because we're actually judging ourselves against other people and the accomplishments that they have created and the accomplishments that they have in their life based upon their age. And I always find that very interesting because we have a tendency of comparing ourselves to every single person in our life. And what happens when we compare? We end up short. We end up falling short. We end up getting a little overwhelmed. We end up getting sad. We might feel some sort of depression. We might feel angst and stress. And the fact that we really want things to happen and we feel like they should have already happened and they're not happening fast enough. So what do we do? You know, I find it interesting because we've all been in different places in our life where we felt very good about where we are. And we've been in places in our life where we felt very bad, very unsettled, very insecure about where we are. We've had those days where things are going great and for one second things fall all apart. We've had those days that we feel to have it all together and then we turn around and we feel as though, well, we've lost it all. It's interesting how these scenarios happen. Not one day can be perfect. Not one day can be horrible. It's an entirety. It's variations throughout the day of highs and lows and in-betweens. And that's what is life. It's a tapestry woven together of different things. And our understanding and acceptance and not holding on to that and not judging ourselves and not putting ourselves down is really important. So let's begin pondering, but more than pondering, coming up with ideas, even solutions that can help us on our way to greatness as we go through our day-to-day process and learn about ourselves. Because that's why we're here. We're learning about ourselves. We're growing. We're figuring things out. And so let's begin with the concept of unhappiness versus happiness. Okay, and I think happy is an interesting word. I think it's an interesting word. It's a five-letter word, not a four-letter, a five-letter word that I find very interesting because it's a very haphazard word as far as defining itself. It's very open-ended. Happiness means many different things for many different people. How to get happy is very different for different people. And the list goes on. You see what I'm saying? And so the idea of happiness for one person could be complete unhappiness for another. The way that somebody becomes happy or feels happy could be the opposite for somebody else or somewhere in the middle or something completely different. I used to like the word joy because joy to me seemed more accurate as to what that means, because I think when you have pure joy, it's based on a certain frequency, a connection, a higher approach to life. And I'm not saying one better or worse. I'm just saying a higher frequency approach, meaning that you're in a stratus of, I don't know, like gratitude, being authentic, and chiming in into that joy that is profound. But let's use happiness and unhappiness at this point to describe life. So many of us are focused on what? On what we're unhappy about, what makes us unhappy, and sometimes we're focusing on what makes us happy. But I feel that we normally focus on the things that make us unhappy. Okay. And let me give you a good example of that, because until we really talk about examples, does it really hit home? Okay. You've got a great day. Things are rolling. Things are cranking out. Work is going. Life is good. Things are happening. All this stuff is excellent. And something happens out of the blue that puts you into a tailspin. Okay. Now, what do you do? Do you basically recenter yourself to focus on what needs to be focused on? Or do you focus on that one thing that's taking you out of happiness and putting you into unhappiness? Because I think we have a tendency to focus on the thing that makes us unhappy. It's kind of like the fact that you have 10 people that call you. 10 people that call you. And they all love you. And they leave 10 beautiful messages for you. Hey, love you very much. So glad to, you know, leave your message. Would really love to talk with you. Care about you. Call me back. You know, beep. Next message is, hey, what's going on? Just wanted to reach out. Missed your voice. Call me back. Beep. Next voice, you know, next message is something else. And it's funny how all those messages are great. But what about that one message from somebody that's rude? What about the one person that doesn't call you? What about the one person that you've called that doesn't respond back? And isn't that funny how all those 10 messages that were really, really awesome, you don't pay as much attention to as the one thing that makes you feel unhappy? And I think it's an interesting concept as a human being, because I think on every level, this is how we've been programmed to feel. At every level, we're programmed to think this way. We're programmed to see the glass half empty, and we have to reprogram ourselves to see the glass is half full. It's a reprogramming system, and I think to some degree, everything we do in life, from the time we exit the room, is about reprogramming. And I know some of you say, hey, I was brought up in a great home, I was brought up in a great family. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm just saying the way that most people think, and I believe how our circuits were created in our brain, it was created to focus on the stuff that's not working over the stuff that is. You know, we hear all these comments, you know, you don't know what you have until it's gone. You know, just take that comment, take that that statement on its own, and how many times you hear about that. And you know why? Because most people don't see what they have until it's gone. Because we're too busy focusing on the other stuff that we don't have to focus on the stuff that we do have. You see it? And so when we continue to focus on that unhappiness quotient, we get more unhappiness. We get our self-fulfilling prophecy, and it comes at us in technicolor. And we wonder, and we sit there and we go, what is going on here? And it's like when you have a bad day. Okay, we've all had a, quote, bad, end quote, day. Bad day. I'm using air quotes. Bad day. Because bad is a really relative term. However, we've all had a bad day, and in that bad day, things happen. And you know, there's always that second where you say, well, it can't get worse. And it does. It does. And as we focus on how it got worse, it gets worse and worse and worse. Until we finally just say, hey, I'm packing it up, I'm going home, I'm calling it a day. This is all I can deal with. Because what happened is we created the bad day. We created it from A to B. We created it. We made it an actual reality. And by making it a reality, we continue to add to it. Now, there's a way out of that, and I'm going to give that example when I return here, because I want to share how to get out of the bad day, but it takes reprogramming, because it's like your mind holds on to that bad day. It's thinking about all the bad things that happened, and as you're thinking about it and you're driving back to the office after you got some lunch that happened to be bad and you had to wait 20 minutes for lunch and you get in the car and you go, it couldn't get any worse, and somebody cuts in front of you, you almost have an accident, and on top of that, they put their finger out the window and give you the bird. And you go, oh my God, these people are horrible. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all-natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs, too. It's vet-approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpas today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpas, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
And jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We're talking about happiness in your life and it's directly related to what you're focusing on. And right before the break, I was talking about, you know, you're having that bad day. You know, things have gotten from bad to worse. You've just left the place that you picked up lunch at during the week. You know, you got it. It was horrible. You waited in line forever. It was cold. The food wasn't even any good. You might have been overcharged on top of that, but you didn't want to deal with it because if you got back in line, it would take you another 20 minutes. You get in the car to head back to the office with your somewhat non-good tasting food, and you're thinking in your head this day could not get any worse. And what happens? It gets worse. It gets ultimately worse. Okay, all of a sudden car jumps in front of you. You have to swerve to not hit them. And instead of apologizing for what they've done wrong, they roll down the window of the driver's side and quickly put their arm out there and give you the bird. Okay, insult to injury. So most of us then go into a somewhat of a pity party, okay? We get into that, we go, you know what? This is horrible. What have I done to deserve this? What have I done to deserve this? Why, God, why? I've done everything, right? And so we go down that line of reasoning. We get back to the office. Somebody's taking our parking spot. We got to park in the back row. It starts to rain. We don't have an umbrella. By the time we get up to the front of the office building, we realize that we don't have our security key, our fob, and so we have to wait for somebody to let us in. All this stuff is happening, and you're like, it couldn't get any worse, and so your hair is stuck to your face for all you women. You love that. It's one of the best things in the world. Yeah, just kidding. And you go to the bathroom, you're trying to freshen up, you come out, you know, you go to the kitchen, you know, at the office, and you try to make some coffee, and it's just more of the same BS. You pour the coffee into the cup, and as you're walking down the hallway, you spill it down the front of your shirt, you spill it on your feet, and you're just like, this is just horrible. And the thing is that it's easy to get into that program because that's how our brains work, repetition. We continue on that path. We don't want to get off the path. We don't want to stop it. We don't want to reset it. And in these situations, it's time to reset because you're going to keep getting more of what you focus on. So if I keep focusing on the worst stuff, I'm going to get it. If I focus on the best stuff, things are going to start coming my way. And that's a big deal. And that's something that's extremely important to focus on. So what happens at that point is it's time to begin to reprogram. And I remember I figured this out a while back, okay, a long time ago. I would say it was probably about 20 years ago. And I was, you know, I was young and crazy. And anyway, I was having a really, really bad day. I can actually remember it like it was yesterday. And I was having a really, really bad day. And then there was somebody, we got into it on the road, me and this other person, a little bit of road rage and all this stuff going on. And it got really out of control. And I remember I kept focusing on the negative, and the negative kept appearing and kept appearing and kept appearing. And I was like, this is horrible. You know, how could this happen? And I finally just literally pulled over to the side of the road. I put the car in park. I turned, you know, the key to turn the engine off. And I sat there. And I said, okay. I've literally put the car in park. I've turned the engine off. I want to reset. And I want to figure out how to reset this day. Because there's got to be a way to put the wheels in motion in the other direction. But I have to figure out how to make that happen. And it's not happening by what I'm doing right now. Quite the opposite. I'm going to, like, if I don't watch out, I'm going to end up going over some bridge and you know, flying off the side like Thelma and Louise, and in a blazing glory go down as my truck blows up in a million pieces if I continue to keep thinking the way that I'm thinking. And so I realized it's time to reprogram. And so what I told myself, I'm going to get out of the car. I got out of the car and I said, you know what? I'm having a great day. I'm having a great day. I'm having a great day. You know what? This is a great day, and it's only going to get better. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. And I refocused, and I kept refocusing until I actually believed that it was going to be better. I got back into the car. I pulled down my little visor and I opened up the little mirror. And I looked in that little mirror and I said, it's going to be a great day. And I started smiling in that mirror. And eventually, after I finally believed it and kind of moved on and I stopped being angry and upset, I turned the car back on. I put my seatbelt on and I put it in drive and I drove out of where I was and I went down the street. And, you know, it was interesting that even the sun seemed brighter. The colors seemed brighter. People were driving better. There was no issues. Nobody was jumping in front of me or anything like that. And I got to where I was needing to go. And next thing you know, there's a front parking spot. That's never happened. And then I got there and I took care of something. They already had what I needed taken care of. And it was interesting to watch because I know in my heart of hearts, had I had stayed in that same mindset, everything that I would try to do would be hard, difficult, impossible, challenging. Because I think you've been on the other side of that as well, where you keep in that mindset, that negative mindset, and it just seems like nothing can get better. Nothing can get better. And so it's time to reprogram. So we have to really focus on what we're focusing on to understand why we're in the predicament that we're in. Are we focusing on being unhappy? Are we focusing on being happy? Which one are we focusing on? How unhappy are we? How happy are we? Do we see a big difference, a big pattern? Do we see a difference in what's going on? Because I think to some degree, when we really focus on that, we realize why our energy is either dissipating or why our energy is increasing and feeling good and feeling stress-free and all that kind of stuff. You know, and I think that's interesting because a lot of times you don't really focus on that. You don't really think about what you're focused on because we don't really give ourselves enough credit to realize that we actually have the power to create things in our life. We really don't give ourselves the credit to say, you know what? I created this in my life and I can change it. I can augment it. I can literally have a trajectory. I can go off from here, bam, go off the reservation, and I can create what I want to create. So now I want to get into the idea of focusing on, for example, what you don't have versus the taking for granted of things that you do. So a lot of times we focus on the things we don't have. I don't have this. I don't have that. I want this. I want that. I don't have this person's friendship. I don't have this person's support. But I'm not focusing on all the other people's support and all the other friendships that I have because I'm not focusing on that because I'm too busy focusing on what I don't have. And it's interesting how that focus factor on that specific thing can increase or decrease different things, as well as the fact that I find that the less that we take for granted, the more we value what we have, the more that comes in to our life but also we realize we're not at a deficit. Now, this is a really tough thing to employ into one's life. This is really, 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 really hard. Because it's hard. And the reason why I think it's hard is because I don't think that our brain is programmed to actually do this unless you're being mindful and you're in the moment. I think we're programmed to take things for granted. I do. Because if we weren't, it would not be so hard to do this. I really do believe that the brain is created in a map as so. And we can talk about science and we can talk about... There's so many things we could talk about, but I really just want to focus on the psychology behind it, but also how it impacts us on a daily life instead of really just focusing on, you know, the anatomy and that type of side of things. Because I think that that can help, but I think we need a 2 or 3 hour show to really focus on that. So I believe that it would be instrumental if we didn't take things for granted, but I think it's a human condition and I think it's based in our mind to do so. And so how often are you taking things for granted and you're focusing on the things that you don't have? And so how many things do you not have? And that's what concerns me. Do you see what I'm saying? That's the deal. That's from A to B. And that's what's so important here is that I worry how much of it are we focusing on that we don't have and we're feeling as though we're coming up short. We feel like we're coming up short, like we got the short end of the stick, like life just hasn't really treated us well, life is passing us by, and with every moment we're losing ground and we're losing ourselves. And I find this very interesting because I have a tendency of taking things for granted. And I don't want to. I really don't want to. And I have to refocus all the time to make sure I don't. And it's funny because there's a part of you that doesn't want to take anything for granted. And you hold it so sacred. And then it seems to go out of your mind like a loose memory. And you got to regain that to some degree and almost feel as though you can hold on to it for real. This is one of the toughest things that we as humans have to figure out how to get a handle on. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about life and what we're focused on. What we're focusing on in our life directly relates to what comes into our life. And I find that very interesting. And so right before the break, I was talking about, you know, focusing on the things that we don't have versus taking for granted the things that we have, and how that directly relates to the things we have and the things we don't have, and how we feel about our life and how we feel overwhelmed or underwhelmed or all that stuff, and how it directly correlates to our focus. And one of the hardest things that I find for people to do is to not take for granted what they have in their life. It's hard. You know, it's sad. It's like when somebody loses a loved one and they cared about that person. Sure, they loved them. Yeah. But when they pass away, it's like, you know, sometimes people didn't really focus on what they had until it's gone. And you'll see people literally overwhelmed with grief and sadness because they didn't really realize what they had until it's gone. And it's sad. And to some degree, we're all going to do that to some degree, but we have to sit there and figure out, how can I love this person now while they're in my life now? It's up to me to figure this out. Why wait until they're gone to be sad? Why wait until they're gone to figure out that you cared and that you missed them? Why wait? You can't get it back. You can't get it back. Time doesn't stop for anybody. And unfortunately, we can kind of slow down time to some degree in our mind by being more mindful and being more in the moment and not being on the sidelines of life, slowing down on our gossiping and taking ourselves out of our own life, you know, because sometimes we have a tendency of doing that. I know that I've done it before in my past where I've gossiped and I've taken myself out of my own life and I've focused on other people's lives and they become my focus, when in reality I need to be focusing on who? Me. Not because I'm selfish, but because I need to focus on my own success. I don't need to focus on other people's issues. But I find it interesting how I have a tendency of focusing on certain things and some things kind of go by the wayside, and I take some things for granted. And it's not that I mean to. It's just like you start focusing on the things that you don't have. So I'm asking you to do a reality check right now. How often are you focusing on things that you don't have? How often? And I think that when you start kind of tallying that up, that number up, it'll put into focus maybe how you really feel about your life. It'll put into focus maybe some things that you might want to change. And this particular exercise is one of the hardest that you'll ever do. Because like I said, I don't believe that we're wired to appreciate. I feel like we see the glass half empty more than the glass half full. So ask yourself, what am I taking for granted in my life? Is it your wife? Is it your husband? Is it your girlfriend? Is it your boyfriend? Is it your kids? Is it your dog? Is it your cat? Is it your pet bird or your pet snake? What is it? Is it your house, your car? Is it the stuff that you actually have? Is it your relationship with God? Is it the relationship that you have with your family? What are the things that you're taking for granted? And how can we refocus our energy to accept that stuff and make it a reality and make it part of our what? Part of our mainstay, part of our focus. That's the key. Part of our focus. And that's what's so important. You know, another thing that I want to address on today's show on Live Your True Life Perspectives, because, you know, I want to help. My thing about life is this, is that if you've kind of figured out some stuff and you got some good ideas and you know that they work, you should share them with other people, because everybody deserves to have a happy life. Everybody deserves to have joy in their life. Everybody deserves to feel good about themselves. Okay? And if you can help somebody figure that out, then you got to do it, because you can't hold that stuff to yourself. You've got to help other people. And so let's talk about focusing on being unfulfilled versus being fulfilled. And I think this is directly related to, you know, the things that we feel that maybe we got the short end of the stick, or the things that don't seem to be working in our relationship versus the things that are. You know, not everything is going to be 100%. Not everything is going to be 0%. There's going to be a lot of gray areas. And we want to focus on being obviously fulfilled. But again, I feel like we're wired to focus on what's unfulfilling in our life. Let's focus on the crap that's not working. Let's continue to focus on it. Let's focus on it. But, you know, that's fine to focus on that. But we need to come up with a solution. The solution is key. The solution is life-changing. The solution is what gives our life value. The solution. And so if we do focus on what we're unfulfilled, which is fine, because I'm not trying to say that you shouldn't focus on anything that's not working. You should just have a smile on your face all the time and, you know, look like a smurf and be happy all the time. No, I'm not saying that, or lie about your life to yourself. I don't want you lying to yourself. But what I want you, and what I do, and what I try to do, and sometimes I don't do it good at all. Sometimes I really drop the ball. Okay, sometimes I really, 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 really drop the ball. So, unfulfilled. What is unfulfilling in your life? Do you feel like you should be more successful? Do you feel like you should be more financially well off? Do you feel like you should be in a relationship that's either more fulfilling or what have you, or in a relationship period that you feel like you're alone? Would you like to have children and you feel unfulfilled because you don't have children? Would you like to have a job because and you feel unfulfilled because you don't? Would you like to not have a job and be with your kids and raise them and you feel unfulfilled about that? What is it that's making you unfulfilled, or making you feel unfulfilled? Because that's a better statement. Something's making you feel a certain way. They're not making you do anything. You're feeling a certain way based on a feeling and a perception of being unfulfilled. So when we focus on what's being unfulfilled, what are we going to do to better it? What are we going to do to change it? Because otherwise, we just focus on more unfulfillment. Okay? Because when we begin to focus on solution, we begin to focus on solution. And solution is a change and a reprogram of the brain. All of a sudden, I've taken something that's unfulfilling and I've graduated it to what? Finding a solution. Being in a solution-based program. When we're in a thought process of finding solution, we find what? We find solution. When we're in a process of feeling unfulfilled, we're what? We're unfulfilled. Do you see what I'm saying? Whatever direction our focus is on, that's it. That's the way it is. And when we focus on the solution, all of a sudden, everything opens up. Our life changes. Our focus changes. Solutions begin to appear. And our life becomes more fulfilled, and it becomes what? It becomes more valued. And you realize what? The power you have within. You have the power to focus. You have the power to take this stuff that's unfulfilling and repurpose it and refocus your life and create value and create what? A way of life that you didn't have before. And to create it from what? From yourself. And that's what matters so much. And that's what we want to focus on, because that changes everything. When I focus on being unfulfilled in my life, I feel even more unfulfilled than I ever have. When I focus on the things that I feel haven't been my successes, it's overwhelming, it's frightening, I'm stressed out, I'm scared, I'm unhappy, and all those things come to pass. And what happens? I get more unfulfilled. I start thinking about lack. I start thinking, oh, I don't have any quantity, I have lack. I have problem. No solutions, just a bunch of problems in my life. I start seeing things, I start seeing dead ends, I start seeing no light at the end of the tunnel. I start feeling as though I am being controlled. I start feeling as though I have no power in my own life. And I start feeling very small and very weak and very overwhelmed, and it feels as though life is happening to me. I'm not living life anymore, it's happening to me. And if you've been there before, you know how it feels to feel that way. It feels overwhelming. It feels very small. It can feel very scary. And it can make you feel as though you have no options, no rights, and you're going through the motions. Well, I don't know about you, but I do not like to feel that way. This life is supposed to be enjoyable. We're supposed to be here enjoying our life. We're supposed to be happy, joy-filled life. We're supposed to be authentic and having fun and doing our thing. But many of us aren't. Many of us are extremely unhappy. And it's time to change and reprogram. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at preciouspawshealth.com. That's preciouspawshealth.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about life, what we focus on, and how what we focus on directly relates to what we have more of. Whether we're focusing on our unhappiness or our happiness, whether we're focusing on what we don't have or taking for granted what we do, or if we're focusing on being unfulfilled or being fulfilled, either way, if we focus on having a lot or having lack, we will get more of what we focus on. So I believe that our brains are wired to focus on what? To focus on the lack. I believe that our brains have been designed to focus on the lack, to focus on what we don't have, to focus our energy on the things that, well, you know, we've got to come up with something to change. Some of the things we might not be able to change. Some of the things might be out of our ability. However, we focus more and more on it, causing ourselves more and more pain and suffering. You see how this is going from A to B. Things aren't working out, and you see how it is happening. Okay, here we go. So how do we reprogram, reset, realign, and move forward? Okay, that's a good question. The first thing is that we have to realize that we are the creator. Okay, one. We're the creator of our own life. Now, I'm not talking about God and stuff like that. Like, I'm not saying, like, hey, you're God, and therefore you created. I'm talking about you can focus on whatever you want, and it'll come to you. Do you see what I'm saying? Whatever you focus on will come to you, good, bad, or indifferent. You create in your own life. You are the creator of your own life. You are the creator of your own destiny. Every single moment of every single day, every single choice that you make is directly related to your creation. You have the ability to create. You have the ability to divide. You have the ability to bring together. You have the ability to unify. You have all kinds of abilities. So you have to see yourself as a creator and the person that actually is in charge of your destiny. When you realize that, you realize that every single choice you make can actually either give you power or make you powerless. Okay, you can be given power or you can be powerless. It depends on what you want. You know, the second thing is that our focus and our thoughts are powerful. Our focus and our thoughts are powerful. They're so powerful. And that's what's so important, is that we don't realize that what we focus on directly relates to what comes into our life. What we think about is directly proportional to what comes into our life. Our thoughts become things. We are really powerful beings, and we can create our own life. But we can create this great life, or we can create a really crappy life. Do you see what I'm saying? It's all up to you. You decide which one you want. And I'm not saying, oh, yeah, you just decide life's going to be great. It's all going to be so great. No. You got to come in a solution. And so if there are problems, it's time to refocus into solution. Now, the reason why a lot of times we don't focus in a solution is because, well, we're happy with being in this problematic state of mind. We're happy with being, well, out of control, not being able to focus, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and we like it. To some degree, we like the drama. And so we have to realize that we have to get out of problem thought. And we got to move into solution thought. And you can't be in solution if you're focused on the problem. You've got to focus on, how do I change where I'm at? How do I refocus? And how do I make the necessary changes I need to make? Right? Very important things all need to be thought about. Right? So that's what we want to think about. So as we go down this thought process and really realize what's happening, we want to sit there and say, okay, this is something that's unfulfilling in my life. This is something that's bringing unhappiness. Where is this coming from? Okay, how do I connect with that and actually either change that, reprogram that, get away from that, change it out, whatever I need to do, and then how do I move in with solution, and how does that solution better my life, and how can I refocus my energy to make that a reality? So, you know, it's very interesting aspects of this, because a lot of times we give our power to other people. We assume we're not very powerful, so we give our power to other people, or we literally feel as though we are being, you know, patrolled or enforced by, or we are being, you know, basically walked all over, or we feel like we've lost our power, whatever it is. There's a lot of options that we feel. And when we feel that way, we go back and we sit down and we go, well, you know what? I don't even know why I was in the driver's seat before, because I'm not the driver. But that's so far from reality. It's so far from reality. We've got to get right with us. We've got to realize the value that we bring into our life. And if we don't get and understand that value, we have a problem. And that's something that we really need to focus on. Last but not least, in order to really refocus, we have to be what? Mindful and in the moment. We can't be thinking about the past, the future, all that stuff. We have to be mindful and in the moment, because unless we are, we don't see it. When I gave you that example earlier about me being in the car and there was all these issues and problems in my life, and that day was horrible, and I kept focusing on the negative, and eventually I literally was like, okay, I pulled over, I put the car from drive to park, I sat there, I turned off the engine, I got out of the car for a little while, and I said, you know what, I can redo this day. I can restart this day in the way that I need to restart it, and I can make this work. And I did. And I refocused, and I said, I'm having a great day. And I got out of the mindset of having a horrible, horrible day and fixating on it. And I got into the moment of changing that. But in order to change that, I had to refocus all my energy to make that a reality. And I think anytime you do that in life, when we refocus, whether we refocus into happiness, or we refocus into joy, or we even refocus into reprogramming, whatever that is, that's when we become masterful. That's when we become the master of our own life, because we're able to refocus our energy, repurpose that, create in the highest of regards, and actually create stuff in our life that actually adds to our quality of life instead of taking away. And we're supposed to be living the life that we deserve. We're supposed to be living this amazing life that we want. We're supposed to live this life that's awesome. We're supposed to be in that movement. We're supposed to be in that creation. And we cannot be in that creation if we're not refocused into that creation. Because if we don't feel like we're capable of creating, then we never go into the creation mindset. And the creation mindset is where dreams are made, of where we create the reality that we want to live in, the reality that we want for ourselves. Continue living your true life, and me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. I'll be back in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.